Joining us now to help answer this question is Dr. Nicola Henry, Associate Professor at RMIT University. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much, Sam.
Now, you've previously spoken about the widely held assumption that image-based abuse usually occurs in younger demographics. How true is this perception?
Well, what our study sought to examine was image-based abuse amongst an adult population. So, as you mentioned in your intro, we conducted a survey with over 4,000 Australians aged between 16 and 49 because we wanted to really see whether this was also a problem that was prevalent in this age cohort in addition to a younger age group.
Right. And it's the research has showed that many people hold victim blaming attitudes towards revenge porn. How do we shift this so that perpetrators of image-based abuse are held accountable? I guess it's sort of a wider societal issue, but in this specific case.
Yeah, so what we found in our survey was that even though the majority of our respondents, so 4 in 5 Australians, agreed that image-based abuse should be a crime, they still held victim-blaming attitudes. So, for example, 70% of respondents agreed with the statement that people should know better than to take nude selfies in the first place, even if they never send them to anyone else. And 62% in our study agreed with the statement that if a person sends a nude or sexual image to someone else, then they're at least partly responsible if the image ends up online. And more males than females held those attitudes, according to our survey, and more perpetrators of image-based abuse also held those attitudes. So really what that shows us is that we do need to work towards shifting the blame away from victims, particularly young women, where a lot of the attention and public awareness campaigns has been focused on young women and their naivety or stupidity in having taken an image or shared it. We need to shift away from that. We really need to focus on bystander intervention, empowering bystanders, but also changing those social norms and expectations around gender and sexuality and moving the attention to not sharing images without consent or not taking images without consent.
So now, I mean, obviously, with you know, on that point, the research found that nearly 1 in 10 adults have admitted to taking nude photos without consent. So, you know, what are we getting so wrong with our consent education around this?
Well, I think it's, you know, it's quite a normalized practice to share consensually nude or sexual or otherwise intimate images in the context of an intimate relationship. And that's all fine and well. I think that's an increasingly common practice, and research demonstrates that, you know, more and more people are doing that as a modern day form of flirtation or romance. So that's not the problem. But I think what is the problem is partly that we've only just recently introduced criminal offences to deal with this particular issue. So I'm assuming that, you know, because when something isn't illegal, it's not against the law necessarily, which it hadn't been in Australian states and territories until recently, perhaps there's an assumption that it's okay to do and that it has become normalised in some particular peer group context. So what we're hoping to show is that, yes, image-based abuse is widespread. We've got 1 in 10 that self-reported perpetrating at least one form of image-based abuse. But also we found in the other component of our survey that 1 in 5 Australians said that they'd experienced image-based abuse. So it is becoming more of an issue. And again, that we get back to this important question about education. We can have these criminal laws in place and they can send a message to the community that this is wrong. But I think that the best solution is really educating people about the harms of these types of behaviours, about the impacts, and also about the consequences for people should they engage in that type of behaviour.
Right. So the best way forward, you know, the laws are just part of it, but really you think education is the main answer to it.
I think so. But it's one of those problems, image-based abuse or image-based sexual abuse, where a whole range of things need to happen. So there does need to be the criminal law, I believe. There needs to be a good police response. So police need to be well-trained to be able to address this particular issue, including being acquainted with the criminal law.
And presumably take it seriously, which is often a problem.
Yes. But also other things like internet intermediaries or, you know, social media and digital platforms, they also need to come on board, working to have policies in place, but also good responses. As well as, you know, we really need to support victims and not blame them. And as I said, education is really the key thing for all of this, I think.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Nicola, to explain this a bit more.
Thank you so much, Sam.
Absolutely. That was Dr. Nicola Henry, Associate Professor at RMIT University and a member of a study into, certainly first study into image-based abuse.